The believers who gather at Sovereign Grace Chapel invite you to listen to a gospel message by one of their pastors, Joe Galusik and Walter Pendleton. This week's message is from Joe Galusik. Visit us on the web at www.sgchapel.com. Again, that's www.sgchapel.com. Men preach what they think is best. There is nothing to preach better than or other than Jesus Christ the Lord. Now this week's message.
I need to make an announcement here. The Sovereign Grace Chapel at 135 Annabelle Lane in Crow, West Virginia. We're going to be having a meeting on June 17th, 18th, and 19th, that weekend. Friday at 7 p.m., Saturday at 10:30 a.m., Sunday at 10:30 a.m. Now, Friday night, we're going to have refreshments afterwards. Saturday and Sunday, we will be having a dinner. Everybody is welcome to come. Brother Don Fortner from Grace Baptist Church in Danville, Kentucky, and Brother Clay Curtis from Sovereign Grace Baptist Church in Rocky Hill, New Jersey, will be preaching Friday evening at 7, Saturday at 10:30. Now, Sunday at 10:30 a.m., it will be Walter and myself holding forth. I believe the gospel is going to be preached. If you want to hear the gospel as preached, the sovereign grace of God, the sovereign grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, come on in. Come on by. You're very welcome to come and hear. I believe wholeheartedly these men will preach the gospel in power, the Spirit, and in clarity, clear, concise words of God for men in this world. Come on out. We'd be happy to have you there. What I would like to speak to this morning is from Romans chapter 10 and verse 20 and 21. Verse 20 of Romans 10. But Esaias, that is Isaiah, is very bold and saith, I was found of them that sought me not. I was made manifest unto them that asked not after me. But to Israel he saith all day long, I have stretched forth my hands unto a disobedient and gainsaying people. This is an actual quote from Isaiah that Paul is referring to here. It comes from Isaiah 65 and verse 1. It says, I am sought of them that ask not for me. I am found of them that sought me not. I said, behold me unto a nation that was not called by my name. I love this verse in Romans chapter 20. It is one of my favorites again. This is one of my favorite scriptures. I enjoy, rejoice, and just generally, I don't know, feel joyful reading certain scriptures where God manifests His glory, His work, His purpose in His Son, in the things that God has done, not the things man has done. We do some things. You understand? As far as it goes, we do some things because of His work in us. That's the order it always has been in the scriptures. And this is just one of my favorite scriptures simply because of this. I was found of them that sought me not. The Young's Literal Translation puts it this way. It says, Isaiah, and Isaiah is very bold and saith, I was found by those not seeking me. There are all these people out here, and there's a phrase going around right now that where they want you to be seeker sensitive. You have to be sensitive to the needs of those people who are seeking God. And I do believe, as Paul preached and as Paul wrote, I am become all things to all men. You deal with people where they are, whoever those people are, in whatever situation, in whatever circumstance, in whatever upbringing they have. Paul talked to Jews as Jews. Paul wrote to Gentiles as Gentiles. He did not leave out either one when he was talking to the other. But here, and the beauty of this scripture to me is, you understand, this is in Romans chapter 10. And we've seen Romans chapter 3. Let me find it here. Romans chapter 10 comes after Romans chapter 3. And Paul wrote, as it is written, he's quoting in Psalms now, there's none righteous, no, not one. There is none that understandeth. And what he's saying next, there is none that seeketh after God. They are all gone out of the way. They are together become unprofitable. There is none that doeth good, no, not one. Their throat is an open sepulchre. With their tongues they have used deceit. The poison of asps is under their lips, whose mouth is full of cursing and bitterness. Their feet are swift to shed blood. Destruction and misery are in their ways, and the way of peace have they not known. There's no fear of God before their eyes. That, I used to live there. I used to live there. That is a description of every sinner, all Jew or Gentile. That's everyone. All are under sin. That was a description of the way that I was. But here in Romans 10, we find this. I was found of them that sought me not. I love that. I was not seeking God, but I found God. How can that happen? How can that happen? Well, it happens by His work, His grace, His power, His calling in the work of our Lord Jesus Christ in bringing many sons to glory. How does this happen? He brings us to it. We weren't seeking after Him. There's none that seeketh after God. They're all gone out of the way. We were all in that state as a way of life at one time. But God told Isaiah, I was found. God was found of those that sought me not. Isn't that just a wonderfully marvelous, and it seems contradictory statement, but it's not. When you understand that salvation is of the Lord, it's not a contradiction. It's all the work of Him. I was found of them that sought me not. What's that next statement? Kind of tells you a little bit of what happened. I was made manifest unto them. He was. God was made known unto them. Who are they? Them that asked not after me. But I was made manifest unto them. That's how He's found. That's the only way He's found. He makes Himself manifest unto those whom He has chosen to make Himself manifest. I know that's not the popular gospel that's preached all over the radio waves and churches and television and whatever way possible. You understand? They have God, Jesus Christ, up in heaven, wringing his hands, hoping somebody will let him have his way. They have the Good Shepherd sitting or standing in a field, whistling for and calling his sheep. They don't preach of the Jesus Christ who goes out and finds his lost sheep, that sheep that already belonged to him, and picking it up, putting it on his shoulder, and bringing it back to the fold. Isaiah is very bold. He is far bolder than most preachers today, saying, "I was found of them that sought me not." How do you find God? Well, Christ said it. In Matthew 11 and verse 25, Jesus answering and said, "I thank thee, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because thou hast hid these things from the wise and the prudent, and hast revealed them unto babes. Even so, Father, for it seemed good in thy sight. All things are delivered unto me of my Father, and no man knoweth the Son but the Father, neither any man the Father save the Son, and he to whomsoever the Son will reveal him." How do you find God? Not seeking him? "I was made manifest unto them that asked not after me." The Son has to reveal himself and the Father to a people, to his people. "All that the Father giveth me shall come to me." I was made manifest to those who were not seeking after me. Then what does Christ say after this? "All things are delivered unto me of my Father, and no man knoweth the Son but the Father, neither knoweth any man the Father save the Son, and he to whomsoever the Son will reveal him." He says, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light." Come unto me is after the revelation of the Son and the Father. I was made manifest unto them that sought not after me, that asked not after me. They didn't even ask for him. "I was found of those that sought me not." God will be found. Christ will be found. Our God is in the heavens. He hath done whatsoever he hath pleased. Let me give you another one. One of my favorites again. I can't help it. It is. "Thy people shall be willing in the day of thy power. In the beauties of holiness from the womb of the morning, thou hast the dew of thy youth." Those people, all that the Father has given to the Son, shall come unto him. How? They'll be willing in the day of his power. "I thank thee, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because thou hast hid these things from the wise and the prudent." He starts with the negative. These things are hidden. If our gospel be hid, it's hid to them that are lost, whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds. The mind of the unbeliever is veiled so that it cannot see the truth. It cannot see the Lord. but thou hast revealed them unto babes. It takes an act of God, the power of God, the power of the Son, the power of the Holy Spirit to reveal himself, to make manifest unto them. And the ones he's manifesting himself to are the ones that ask not after me. I was found of them that sought me not. Paul's already written in Romans 3, there's none that seeketh after God. We are all gone out of the way. God has to be found by those that sought him not, because there's none seeking him. But the only way it happens is that he reveals himself through his Son. Even so, Father, for it seemed good in thy sight. Why does God do it this way? It's the way he wants to do it. It's the way he's chosen to do it. He could have done it any manner of ways. This is God we're talking about. This is the one who has all power. But he has chosen to reveal himself in his word, in his gospel, to those whom he has chosen to reveal himself unto. All those that the Father has given me shall come unto me. They sought me not, but they're going to find him. They sought him not, but they're going to find him. How many of Christ's apostles came to him first? Absolutely none of them. He called them all. He called them all. Now, one of them was told by his friend who had already heard and had already been called. He said, come, I'll make you fishers of men. He said, come, follow me. That's what he told Matthew. Matthew was at work, sitting at the receipt of customs. Matthew got up and left. You understand, the God of all grace is found of them that sought him not. That's where I was. That's one reason why I do dearly enjoy this scripture. Do you fit this description? Do you fit this description? There'll come a time when you'll start looking after him, but you'll understand that at one time you weren't looking for him. The good shepherd calls out his sheep by name and they follow him. I was found of them that sought me not. Lost sheep are ignorant, stupid, dangerous to themselves, however you want to describe them. But the good shepherd calls his sheep by name and they follow him. Those sheep aren't looking for anything other than food, maybe water. That's all sheep are looking for. They're not looking for the shepherd. The shepherd finds them. And in so doing, they know the shepherd. He calls them by name. He calls them to himself. He goes out and he brings in his sheep. I was made manifest unto them. I was found of them. How? I was made manifest unto them. They weren't seeking me. They were not seeking me. But I was found of them. I made myself manifest to them. I was made manifest unto them. Who can make God manifest? No man knoweth any man the Father, neither knoweth any man the Father, what, save the Son, and he to whomsoever the Son will reveal him. Salvation is a miracle of grace. Finding God only comes because God finds you. I love this scripture. This is the way I was saved. I didn't know a whole lot. Matter of fact, I knew very little. But I do remember telling Walter 30-some years ago that all I can say is that if God ever does for you what he has done for me, you will be saved. You will call upon his name. I wasn't looking for him. As a matter of fact, part of the time, I did not want this salvation. Yes, that's how depraved we are. When God starts calling, we start fighting. But when he makes himself manifest unto them, they'll know it. You can fight. Paul, he asked Paul when he revealed himself unto him, is it hard to kick against the pricks? Yes, it's hard, and yes, we do. We do kick against the pricks. That's why they're called pricks. Goad. It's like an ox goad getting poked with a sharp stick. I was found of them that sought me not. Saul of Tarsus at the time was on his way to Damascus to kill, to incarcerate, to capture Christians in Damascus and bring them back to Jerusalem to be stoned or to be put in prison or whatever. That's not what this world calls seeking after God. But Christ Jesus revealed himself to Saul of Tarsus and told him, from now on, your name's going to be Paul, and you're going to be the apostle to the Gentiles, and I'm going to teach you my doctrine. And what's Paul writing here? Isaiah said it very boldly. God told him, I was found of them that sought me not. I believe the Apostle Paul knows full well what this scripture means. I was made manifest unto them that asked not after me. Isn't that just wonderful? Do you know this feeling? Do you know, have you had this experience? There is an experience of salvation. There certainly is. We are not denigrating or without experience. This is the way of the salvation of God. This is his way. He is found of those that sought him not. He was made manifest to them that asked not after me. You see your calling, brethren, how not many mighty, not many noble, after the flesh, are called. But God's chosen the base things, the things that are not, to confound those things that think they are. He's chosen to do it this way. He was found of those that sought him not. I hope I never get over this verse. I remember rejoicing the first time I read it. I rejoice every time I read it because I want to hear this. I need, you see in these scriptures what God has done for you and what God has done to you. There's a change. When he brings a child in, when he brings up a son to be a full age, when he calls his sheep by name, there is a change to a child of God. There is a change in a child of God. God does his work. We are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works. I was found of them that sought me not. Hey, I'm sorry, folks, if this isn't the solemn thing you were looking for this morning, but I'm not feeling very solemn. I feel like rejoicing. I feel joy reading these scriptures. I feel within myself happy because of what God has done for me, what God has done to me, and what God has taught me in his word. I wasn't looking for any of this, but I found God. Yes, he found me first. Yes, the way I found him was that he was made manifest unto me that asked not after him. And if you don't fit the criteria, Walter said this a couple of weeks ago, the writer's not talking to you. If you think in any way, shape, or form, you struggled out and sought out God and wrestled him to the ground and made him accept you, you don't know the God of the Bible. You don't know the Christ of the Bible. He reveals himself. He makes himself manifest to his people. I was found of them that sought me not. I was made manifest unto them that asked not after me. God bless. Thank you.
This broadcast is supported by the believers who gather at Sovereign Grace Chapel. We meet every Sunday morning at 10:30 a.m. Sovereign Grace Chapel is located in Crow, West Virginia, just off Country Club Drive on Annabelle Lane, just north of Little Beaver State Park. Our web address is www.sgchapel.com. Again, that's www.sgchapel.com. Our mailing address is Sovereign Grace Chapel, P.O. Box 15, in Kellysville, West Virginia, 24732. Again, that's Sovereign Grace Chapel, P.O. Box 15, Kellysville, West Virginia, 24732. Come hear Christ preached.